I'm Kathy Dawes now, along with Riley County Emergency Management Coordinator Lori Harrison. And from Fort Riley Emergency Management, we have Chris Hollenbeck with us today. And you looked at me funny. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, just wanted to be sure that I had the title correct and all that good stuff. Well, Lori, I know we had talked about this a few months ago, and here we are. It is severe weather season now, believe it or not. And time to remind our public about some things that are coming up that way and just some general reminders of what to look out for. And a tornado just in Illinois, I guess, this last couple of days or week. And time to think about it again, and I'll let you kind of lead off with some of the things that you have planned in Riley County.
Okay. The next week is the Severe Weather Awareness Week in Kansas, so we always like to encourage folks to take that time to review your severe weather plans at home, at work, and at school. Put together a disaster supplies kit, update your kit, go through it, make sure things aren't expired. Purchase and program the NOAA All Hazards radio, weather radio, and sign up for emergency notifications. So lots of things to do for Severe Weather Awareness Week. We also have the tornado drill on March 7 at 10 in the morning. So the time had changed this year, but it is Tuesday at 10 in the morning.
So when everybody hears the sirens, you can relax a little bit. We'll try to do a reminder that morning, too. I know sometimes that helps a little bit, too, when we remind folks that it's coming up. But I also let's turn to Chris a bit now, too. And as I mentioned, he is the Emergency Management Coordinator at Fort Riley. And some of the different things that you have planned, too, I know, Chris. And you in particular, Fort Riley, having a lot of folks maybe that don't know much about tornadoes or thunderstorms and that kind of thing, have to really make your folks aware.
Right. Next week, just like Lori said, we're going to kick off Severe Weather Awareness Week. And one of the first things we will be doing is we'll be briefing our new spouses and new soldiers that are coming into post. We'll spend Wednesday doing that. Tuesday, we'll participate in the statewide tornado drill. We'll do our sirens. We'll do our emergency alert system. We'll work with our public affairs to do our social media announcements, those kind of things. And then we'll wrap our week up with a severe weather tabletop exercise with our staff and units on the installation, and also a lot of our partners, to include Riley County, will be there to participate in that with us.
Well, very good. And I know that Ready Army is something we've talked about Ready Army before. I don't know if we want to remind people what that's all about, too.
Ready Army is the Army's preparedness campaign, and there's four elements of that. They are: be informed, make a plan, build a kit, and get involved. And so we'll spend not only just next week doing that, but we'll cover those themes throughout the month, throughout the installation, promoting that.
And back to Lori a little bit, too, when we were talking about March 7th and everything being observed that day, I do want to mention March 6th. You normally would have your siren test, I think, on the 6th, and just some clarification there.
Right. Typically, we do in Riley County the monthly test on the first Monday at about 10:30. So since that falls that week, we're going to not do the test on Monday, but we will do the outdoor warning siren test on Tuesday. So no test Monday, but the test will be on Tuesday.
Interestingly, we here at the radio station are also meeting next week with our entire crew, because we also have to be prepared. It's a very hectic time of year. So we plan to have our meeting, I think, Tuesday evening. So that should be fun. National Weather Service presentation. I know, Lori, you want to talk some about the March 16th and what that's all about. I know that obviously National Weather Service goes, I think, all over the state and talks to different groups. And Riley County's turn apparently is March 16th.
Right. On March 16, we will have the National Weather Service from Topeka in town at the Four Points by Sheraton. We'll start the presentation at 7 p.m. This is free, open to the public. Very good information about severe weather, safety, how to stay safe, what you need to do. And then, you know, they always have some really cool pictures and videos of different events that have happened throughout the past year. So hopefully everyone can come out and join us at the Four Points by Sheraton here in Manhattan.
It really sounds like I think I sat in on one many, many years ago. And it's an interesting presentation. You do learn a lot, even if you've lived in Kansas your whole life. I mean, there are things to learn every year, I would think.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And they have a really good way of just bringing it down to where you can understand it. It's taught by the National Weather Service, but it's really, really good information for us to have for the public.
And I do know we'll want to get into the terminology and definitions and some of the numbers as we get further into our talk, too. But I do want to get Chris back in on the discussion also, and specifically what Fort Riley has been doing. As we were talking about storm ready and the different things that you do that way, apparently you've been recertified. What does that really mean, Chris?
What we did was we participated in the National Weather Service Storm Ready program for the community, and we just got recertified last year with that. And basically what that means is that we have a way of monitoring severe weather on the installation, a way of using multiple notifications to our community, and also a way to give back that feedback to the National Weather Service. So it was a pretty long process, but with all the things that we have on the installations to help our community, we were able to recertify this year.
There's a long list, actually, of the things you have to do to be a storm-ready community, and I was not aware of this. There's a lot of detail work involved, it looks like, Chris, on that.
Right. It is a process that we do go through, and then, the National Weather Service, they come down and they'll validate us, and one of the things that they are looking for mainly is that continuous weather operations that we're able to keep. And what helps us really is our Air Force detachment. We have our own weather detachment there on the installation, and they're a big multiplier for us when it comes to that severe weather preparedness.
I mean, everything from establishing a 24-hour warning point, emergency operations center, more than one way to receive severe weather warnings, which brings up another important question. I know, Lori, this is something that Riley County is very aware of, too, and there's several ways now that you notify the public. Gone are the days when you just call. I mean, and granted, we love the fact you call the local radio station. We get it right on. We talk to you on the air. That's important. But there's so many other ways now, too, that you also reach out to the public.
Right, and one of those that we want to encourage folks to learn about and to sign up for is the Everbridge Emergency Notification. And here in Riley County, that is handled through the website www.rileycountyks.gov, and then emergency notifications. You can receive information about severe weather, community alerts, traffic alerts, road closings, utility alerts. I mean, it's just almost mind-boggling what we can notify people of. Just be picky with what you sign up for, because it can be overwhelming at times depending on what's going on. But it is a great way to receive information.
I know with all the fire warnings of late, I think I got off of some of those, but I still get quite a few. But there for a while, you're right, you get things in the middle of the night that maybe didn't pertain to your particular area or what you were interested in.
Mm-hmm.
So
right. And the National Weather Service issues their red flag warning. So if you're signed up for that, that comes out at like 3:30 in the morning. So that's something to be aware of as well. But we do also have a controlled burn notification that we can notify folks when burning is not allowed in Riley County.
Why don't we go ahead and take a break? It is now about 9:44, and we'll come back and talk some more, lots more to discuss with Chris Hollenbeck and also Lori Harrison representing Riley County, Chris representing Fort Riley Emergency Management, talking about severe weather. Here we go. Time has come. And if you do have questions or comments,